My name is Paul Pointer. I've been involved in the Lemp Mansion here since I was 18 years old and have actually experienced so many things, so many different either bumps or questionable sightings and different things that it's almost hard to recollect one story. You know, sometimes it just all comes rushing back at me, all of these different experiences. So, I mean, if you walked in the house for 5 minutes and experienced something, you could recall that immediately, but there's so many different things from experiences in the courtyard area, from when I was much younger and working here in the house before we opened the restaurant, and would hear things from the next room and then go to that room and then hear again sounds from the hallway and then kind of chase down the sound and never be able to catch it. But one particular story that took place in this room, and this is the parlor with the fresco ceiling and the double matching African mahogany fireplaces. At the end of the room, this heavy buffet that we use for silverware and stock for glasses and coffee cups and things like that. Frequently, the center drawer, which houses the forks, which is the heaviest drawer because of just sheer weight, will sometimes waiters in a hurry to move out of the room and go to a table in one of the other dining areas, will leave it open a little bit. And because it's near a hallway, it can be kind of dangerous to knock your thigh on or your leg. So every once in a while, someone else will say, hey, would you close the drawer? You're closest to it or so on. And it was a particularly late night and kind of a stormy night. And I had walked to the front of the house in the main hallway near the front door, and that's where, you know, there's several doors entering this room. And I kind of forget who it was at the time, but this family member said, hey, would you shut the drawer? You know, and on the buffet, you're going in the room. So I walked into the one end of the room, the longest walking area from the door farthest away from the buffet, and could clearly see it was open. And as I walked the full length of the room, again, it's nighttime and the lighting's not perfect, I watched the drawer as I got closer and closer to it suck shut. And as I reached for it, the final reach and the final step, it pulled itself completely shut. And it just never did that. And so confused a little by what I just witnessed, you kind of rub your eyes and you wonder, I wonder if I saw that right. I walked out in the hallway, I think it was my brother Matthew, and he was still within visual of the buffet. And I said, now, was that drawer open? And he thought that was the oddest question, because since he just told me to shut it, and I went dutifully to do it. And he goes, well, yeah, you shut it. I said, well, I didn't touch it. He goes, you walked over there. I said, I didn't touch it. So anyway, he thinks I'm a little crazy, I think, but that happened in this room and only a few years ago. So, and when you see something that absolutely direct, I'm not talking about a vaporous apparition or something that just darts by a doorway, something you watch for, you know, what ends up to be seconds, it's a little disturbing.